Many were surprised when it was reported this week that all eight of the suspects arrested so far in the recent foiled terrorist bombings in London and Glasgow are medical professionals, seven of them doctors. In fact, it was reported on Friday that two of the suspects had made inquiries about working as doctors in the United States. Doctors are educated. They're often prosperous and privileged. What happened to the truism that terrorism is rooted in poverty and ignorance? Alan Krueger, professor of economics at Princeton, makes the case in his forthcoming book, What Makes a Terrorist?, that the notion of poverty as the root cause of terrorism was wrong all along. Professor Krueger joins us from his studios at Princeton. Thanks very much for being with us, Professor.
Thanks for having me.
Now, if it turns out that these eight suspects are in fact guilty, would it fit a pattern that you see?
I think the answer to that is yes. By and large, the people who engage in terrorist activities are better educated, higher income than the populations from which they're coming.
So recognizing that each case is different and that reasons may certainly defy logic in any case, what in your mind contributes to the making of a terrorist?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's people who feel passionately about a cause and are willing to sacrifice, often sacrifice their own lives and those of others to pursue their ends.
So somebody who is, for example, a physician, we might identify themselves as a physician in each and every aspect of their life, but they also obviously might be caught up in a cause that brings them in a different direction.
Absolutely. And in fact, it's quite common when you look at the occupational background of members of terrorist organizations for them to have some scientific background, advanced training. Engineers are quite common. Mm-hmm. Doctors are not all that rare. And I think we have this view that advanced education will bring about consensus. And I think advanced education does many things. One of the things it does is it makes people more confident in their own views. And if they happen to hold extremist views, it's going to make them more confident that their extreme views are right. Mm. And another contributing factor I found in my own work is that countries and societies that have more of a tradition of civil liberties, freedom of the press, freedom of association, tend to be less likely to be breeding grounds for terrorists.
Well, how would that explain Britain then, which is surely among the freest societies on earth?
Well, I think if you look at the backgrounds of the individuals, they tended, based on the reporting, mm-hmm. they tended to come from societies that were repressive. And in fact, that might be a toxic combination. Someone who has grown up in an environment where they see that you can't express your views, and then they are in a society where they do have freedom. But I think you also have to bear in mind that most people in the world don't engage in terrorism, fortunately. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about the outliers. But if we look at the backgrounds of the outliers, the extremists who join terrorist organizations, they are disproportionately drawn from the ranks of higher income families and better educated families. And I think the terrorist organizations also look for them. I think they want to choose people who are going to succeed. So there's both a supply side and a demand side effect, which is leading the terrorists to be better educated and higher income individuals.
Professor Krueger, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Alan Krueger, professor of economics at Princeton. His book, What Makes a Terrorist, is due out August 1st.